small drone in flight holds up one end of the ceremonial ribbons as County Commissioner Mike Sampson makes use of a pair of oversized scissors. The ribbon cutting celebrates the grand opening of the Center of Excellence Technodrome, a 7,000-square-foot fabric building located at the Garfield County Airport in Rifle, which will be used primarily as a training ground for public safety officials to become certified drone pilots.
So some of the basic skill sets that the FAA focuses on is airspace, aerodynamics, weather, knowing how to read charts in regards to airspace. What we really want to focus on here is making sure our operators have that foundational knowledge that the FAA requests of us. And we really want to build on that and show that the CDPS and other public safety partner agencies have taken that a step further and have went through a more drone knowledge-based course and then a flight qualification test per se. That way we know their capabilities are well qualified to be out there operating for public safety agencies.
Garrett Seddon is the Unmanned Systems Project Manager for the Colorado Center of Excellence, also located at the Rifle Garfield County Airport. The organization, established in Garfield County in 2015 as part of Senate Bill 14-164, acts as the research and development arm of Colorado's aerial firefighting program. Garrett says that drones in public safety situations are primarily used to provide situational awareness for decision-making during public safety events.
The way that we use it on the wildfires is, again, getting in the air, getting that bird's eye view, and then we can also map perimeters. We can also potentially carry supplies short distances and give those to the firefighters on the ground. Another way that is already out there is aerial ignition. So you can put an aerial ignition system on drones instead of helicopters, and you take the risk to life on those helicopters away and put it on a drone.
Drones can be equipped with high-quality infrared cameras, 30x zoom cameras, and other types of sensors. And Garrett says law enforcement agencies can use drones for crime scene documentation and investigations. But there could be even more potential uses for drone technology.
Right here we have the first prototype for a high-lift fire suppression drone, developed to put out single tree fires, like a small ponderosa pine, right after a lightning strike. The idea of this is to quickly access high risk, hard to get small fires and suppress them before they become large, dangerous fires.
That's Jeff Goodrich, who owns a small drone company in Grand Junction and describes the work as a lifelong passion. Because of its size, Jeff's fire suppression prototype drone is currently illegal to fly outside without a waiver from the FAA, but he says that it can be flown inside the large Technodrome facility, which is not technically airspace. This type of drone platforming and testing is another primary reason for the facility to exist. Attendees of the event also had the opportunity to fly a small drone instructed by Adam Trejanowski, the economic and policy analyst for the Center of Excellence. He says that all COE employees are certified drone pilots, in addition to their day jobs, and also expressed excitement about the cutting-edge nature of the facility.
Everything about it is cutting edge, from the technology to the regulations. Everything is so new. I think we're the first facility of its kind, first indoor flight testing facility for drones that I know of, at least for public safety. So the cool part is everything we do with these is we're probably the first doing it, and it's pretty exciting.
Colorado Department of Public Safety's Executive Director Stan Hilke shared a similar sentiment when addressing the crowd.
Isn't it great to be on the leading edge? And it's great to be on the leading edge on the Western Slope. Couldn't be proud of that. So, yes.
Garfield County Commissioner Mike Sampson also spoke to the crowd.
And as far as I'm concerned, people, this is just the beginning. We're going to make bigger and better things than this out here. But the Center of Excellence and how they've blossomed over there, that's wonderful. And this is a great step.
Commissioner Sampson also used his time to recognize Brian Condi, the director of the Rifle Garfield County Airport. Brian later told KDNK about how the facility came into existence.
When Ben Miller, who's the director of the Center of Excellence, and I sat down to renegotiate our lease for the next 5 years, the commissioners asked me, what does the Center of Excellence need? So that's when I asked Ben, what do we need? What can the commissioners do to help you be successful? And he said, we have a test facility and parachute, but when the wind kicks up, we can't test. So what we'd really like is an indoor test facility. But it would have to be a fabric structure and so tall and so long. And that's when we started looking into it. And I proposed it to the county. And the commissioners agreed to fund part of it if the state would fund the other part. And so both the state and the county funded this project.
The Center of Excellence also describes the Technodrome as a multi-use facility. As an example, it's currently being used as a staging area for the Middle Mam fire north of Rifle. For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.